Anna Oli, Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hickson Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm sure I'm glad you did. As are our advertisers. Remember, folks, these days on all these podcasts, when people advertise on them, on their website, when they're hoping you'll go to their website, there's usually a little space. How'd you hear about us? Just put in Jamie Rocks, the guy with the hair, guy who talks to cool rock stars. They'll know. That will let them know where to continue to send the check. And internet economics is trickle down, meaning the more checks that get sent, eventually it trickles into here and the lights stay on. I'm on canvas and live my life. It's all good. Tonight, I'm very excited. We were supposed to record this interview with this band a couple days ago. And my screw up, I got my times messed up. Nobody's to blame but me. I got it messed up. And so we had to reschedule for tonight. And so here we are. The band is out of the greater Billings, Montana area. Amazing. Fun. I've had some fun times in Billings before. Punk rock scene there, for those who don't know. They're probably surprised to hear, because I was when I visited Billings. I didn't expect that. But had a great time. And this band is a great band from there. You guys are phenomenal. There's just a great rock band. They're called Mists of War. And Mists of War. Not there's none of them. It's Mists of War. And let me ask you guys. No, I've never been in a rock band. Music's never been my talent. But I grew up in Metro Detroit. All of my friends growing up, this was a million years ago, way back in the day, were all musicians. I hung out with them because musicians are fun. They know tons of girls, and they always got something for you to paint, whether it be a drum head, a leather jacket, whatever, a guitar case. There's always work to be done. What? It's weird how they coalesce and form. Usually, somebody will have an idea for a band, and they'll say, hey, let's get that guy on drums. Let's get this guy on bass. And did that kind of happen with you guys, or how did you all come together?
Well, we all grew up together, myself and Brad, my guitar player that's on here, and our other guitar player, John, that he couldn't be on today, so we're missing him. But we started playing in bands as early as I was, I don't know, 12 or 13 years old. Me and Brad played guitar when we were kids and grew up with Nick and Greg. And just as we worked on projects throughout the years and knowing each other, we kindled and put together this project before.
Sorry about that, guys. I'm back. Jesus Christ. I disappeared on you. Now, Dustin, the last I heard was you started playing in bands as early as 12. Holy moly. That's young. That's pretty old.
Yeah, I started playing drums at 12 and was good friends with Brad. We played guitar together as well. And then this whole group, we've all been friends for years upon years, grew up together, so it felt right to get together and see what we can do.
That is awesome. Now, Dustin, you mentioned guitar, but you're the drummer for the band, right, as I understand it? Or no, you're...
Yeah, I'm the drummer. I just have all these stupid guitars behind me because I like...
No, I was cheating a little bit, I'll be honest with you. When I disappear, I tried to go to your website and... didn't change tabs. So now I'm there and I was looking at the picture. The cool, you guys, I don't know who shot those pictures on your website, but they're really good. Real professional. What they need. But yeah, you're there with the drums. So it's pretty cool. Very cool. Of course, Nick isn't wearing his glasses in this interview. Jesus Christ, Nick. Come on. That's awesome. But Nick and Dustin, everybody, really, you guys know when you were kids, you knew. Fucking rock, man. This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing, folks. You knew showbiz was in the blood, right?
But I think from a young age, we all gravitated towards music and rock music. To tail off what Dustin said, too, him, Brad, and our other guitar player who couldn't be with us tonight, on the show here, but they've all been jamming together for a while. But me and Greg grew up together. I've known him since I was 6 years old. And we started our own band, and it was just a collaboration of two bands coming together. But yeah, I think all five of us from a young age wanted to do this, thought it was great, really had an interest in it, and wanted to write and perform music.
That's awesome. Billings, like I said, is a cool town. You roll into these towns every so often. Towns like Portland, Austin, Savannah, Georgia. There's different areas. New Orleans is one where you roll into town and you get this. And I don't want to sound too California or too new agey or anything. That's my wife's world. Believe me, guys, we got so many. But she has a crystal business. We've got so many crystals in our house. I feel like Superman in the Fortress of Solitude. It's insane. Somebody asked me one time, they're like, do you think your house is haunted? I'm like, no. Did you see all these crystals? This is not the place for a thing like that. We are the most protected house.
Anyway. Not in this house.
I never got into that. A lot of other shit. But my party days, I'm an old man now. I couldn't do it. So I'm like, I'm at that age, and this will happen. Hopefully, it'll happen sooner than later. If you're a drinker, this is for anybody out there, you'll get to a point where you look at the drink, and you're like, yeah, I'd like to drink that. And then you remember suddenly the last time you drank that and how it took 4 days to recover from it. And you just say, I don't need that. I don't want to be throwing up 1 o'clock in the afternoon the next day. I don't want to be doing it. Throwing up's terrible. Anyway, I digress. No, what I was going to say, I don't want to sound too crazy, but it's Billings is one of those towns, one of those areas that, I don't want to use the word magic, but it just seems very cool. That cool shit seems to happen there or gather toward there. So it must have been interesting growing up there, knowing all these people that are making music and doing shit. That's cool. And people that are picking up what you're laying down. That's awesome. Not everybody's that lucky, but hopefully they'll find their way. So you guys decided the two bands came together. Mist of War. It's a great title. It would be an awesome movie. How did the name come about?
We're typically not very good at coming up with names, but me, John, and Tedro, we decided that we're going to just shoot a couple photos because we were doing our own thing up in Bozeman for a while. We went to Livingston, and underneath this bridge is a mural that somebody spray painted, and it was pretty cool looking. And I believe it said, in the midst of war, we shall endure. And we're like, we can't think of anything better, but that sounds cool. So yeah, we just stuck with that.
The universe threw you a bone, man. When that happens in life, pay attention to that shit, because that doesn't always happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How cool. It's a cool story. I love it. There, you guys, what's going to happen is you guys will pop off real big here in a couple of years, probably sooner than later. And there'll be kids driving 5 hours to try to find the mural and take their picture with it for Instagram or whatever social media is, the TikTok of the day.
Yeah. If that happens, people in Montana will hate us.
Yeah, well, it absolutely will happen. Cool. I remember I was driving across the country one time. And I was so tired. I left Indianapolis. I was so tired. And it started, big Indiana thunderstorm rolled in. And I'm like, and I was in this little Suzuki Samurai, a cheapo Jeep. And I'm like, shit, man, I'm going to pull over before this thing blows away and just ride this storm out. So I pulled by this big billboard in the middle of a cornfield. There was nothing around. And it turns out this town was the birthplace of Jay. The storm made it through the storm. Everything was great. I'm getting ready to leave. And I look at the billboard. I had looked at it. I just knew there was a billboard there. And it turns out this little town was the birthplace of James Dean. I'm a crazy artist. I got a canvas and my easel in the car. So I went and sure enough, found it at his gravesite, put my stuff up and started knocking out a James Dean painting. I'm like, this will sell. I'll put in there that I painted it at a gravesite. This will be great.
Yeah.
And some Amish people, Mennonite people, they weren't Amish. They were Mennonite, but they drove a buggy and they were going by and they saw me with my hair and stuff out there painting. I'm the norm for this little town. And they came over and they're like, what are you doing? What's... And I said, I'm painting this painting. Wow, that's real good. Can you take a break? I said, I just finished it. And they're like, have you had dinner yet? No. And they're like, follow us. Follow our buggy here. You come back and have dinner with us tonight. And I did dinner with these strangers that were men in the hats. The whole deal was amazing. Yeah. And we talked about, they're like, we talked about 9/11 and how that was the first time you didn't see any vapor trails in the sky because it was no airplane traveling for about a week after. And it was just an amazing thing. And you just never know. You never know. But I'm saying somebody's going to have an experience like that. I don't know. I don't think it's Mennonites who hang out, maybe a mountain man or something. I don't know. Elk hunters or something. Somebody will have a cool experience on their way to try to find that mural, the Myths of War mural.
No, I never thought of all of that. Actually, it was really cool. It's a cool thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, when I ask you this, Jamie, when you're doing the James Dean painting, did you pop the collar?
Oh, yeah.
Old school?
Rat leather.
Heck yeah.
I have another funny story. I was traveling. Doing a Suzuki Samurai. This was like a year or two later. I was going, because there comes a point, like you guys going on the road, where you just got to go and do shows at places, and it's a pain in the ass, but you can make a little green doing it. But I was traveling across and my Suzuki Samurai broke down. I had to get back to the West Coast. So the cheapest way to do that, and when you have a bunch of paint, you can't fly because it's liquid. Ever since 9/11, you can't take any paint and shit on planes. Mm-hmm. You just can't. Even if you put it, they won't allow it. So the only name in town for traveling around, and if any of you ever ride the old Dirty Dog, you'll meet lots of people that got out of jail, truckers that wrecked their truck and have to get back to wherever, and maybe one or two painters, because that's how they have traveled on the great. So where I was going, I got stuck in Chicago. The once-in-a-lifetime snow blizzard blew in, which you guys are all from Montana, so you guys are like, whatever. Blizzards at the Tuesday for us. We deal with that shit. Chicago don't. They closed the interstate down, everything. We had to wait 3 days for them to open up the interstate. So we're hanging out at the Chicago Greyhound station. And it was boring. There wasn't much to do, drink coffee and sit around. And this was, people had flip phones then. They didn't have smartphones. Nobody had smartphones. To entertain myself, I pulled out a canvas and an easel. And I had this French easel and painted Al Capone. And the bus station manager bought it from me right then and there and hung it up in the bus station. So I don't know if it's still... But for a while, there was an Al Capone painting in there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, that's rad.
They opened up the freeway, and I made it to L.A. 3 days later. It's nothing worse than traveling the bus. I was missing the Suzuki Samurai, I can tell you.
Fair.
Yes. Tony, that little thing. I drove that thing into the ground. Finally died. Crazy. Anyhow, so you guys, let me ask you this. Now, we're going to play some tracks. We've got four tracks we're going to play here. Oh, three tracks and a video. You guys are a real tight-sounding band. It's like you guys have been playing together a long time. How long have you guys been playing as a band?
As one of the two in promo?
Yeah, our two guitar players, Brad, John, and then Dustin here, they've been together, like he said, since he was 12 years old. So they've been putting together some different songs, formulating what this band would sound like. I was the fourth member to join. I joined in 2021. And then Greg was just, I think, late last year. But we had a lot of chemistry, just all five of us. And obviously, the three founding members set the tone. But it was pretty easy to write together and to formulate the sound.
That's cool, because that doesn't always happen. Doesn't always happen. And it's cool when it does. But yeah, people don't realize this. I think people, outside of the music world and really has to, they vibe off of each other. And they, it's almost like groupthink. Greg's, okay, I know Dustin's going to change it up here. Even though they hadn't even talked about doing it. You know what I mean? He just, it's a weird thing that only musicians do. They have,
like, give him a wink.
Yeah, and there it goes. There it goes. It's amazing to see. But yeah, some bands just, they can play really well together and then their personalities clash. I was watching over the pandemic a documentary about the Police. Everybody's a Police. They're not that pretty. Sting, how bad could Sting? Apparently pretty bad. Those guys were having fist fights in the studios and apparently Sting's a little grand from what I've heard from the documentary. And Stuart Copeland, the drummer, liked to use his hi-hat. Sting off. They were...
At this point, we're just at verbal abuse. We haven't got physical.
Nobody's being tied by...
Not one person in this band is safe from verbal abuse.
Well, hanging out.
We wouldn't love each other if we didn't do it.
You know? Now, what you were saying, too, I think with any rock band, just the type of person that wants to be a musician and play with other ones, it takes a strong personality. And we definitely have five different personalities in this band, but we try to make it work best we can.
And have those personalities come out in your music, in your place in the orchestra pit. That's how that should be. And you'll see big name bands that kind of do that. You look at like Aerosmith. How many times before they started singing ballads and shit, and Joe Perry and Steven Tyler get it. They were, I think, decades. They didn't even speak to each other until they had to go on stage and buy a swimming pool or something.
Yeah, didn't they call them the Toxic Twins, or am I right? Or something like that.
Absolutely. I remember back in the 90s, people were bitching about Oasis. Can you believe it? They've got everything going. And here they, and I'm like, first off, they're brothers. Have you never known brothers? That's what they do. You know what I mean? Beat the shit out of each other. What brothers do. Secondly, they're in a band. Of course this is going to. And thirdly, they're making more money than they've ever had in their entire life. And money, if you had any money and then you suddenly get some money, things can go either real well or real weird. Absolutely happened to me. I'm friends with an old punk rocker. I'm talking first round of punk rock from the 70s. And we were hanging out one night. And not being very much, I thought I was being hilarious. No.
You probably were.
And the next day, his wife called me. I don't want to say this. He's so upset. He's so frustrated with you. He can't even talk. But you need to know this. And I'm like, yeah, tell me. I remember last night in the Waves. What's going on? And she said, you've turned into one of those people. You told that bartender who was being nice, she was cute, and you asked her if she knew who you were. Like, holy shit. I actually went to an AA meeting that day. I looked up in the, you still had Yellow Pages, then I looked up in the Yellow Pages, so I gotta go, is drinking under control. And yeah, sat through an AA meeting, heard their stories, and went, oh, I'm not so bad. I can handle them. Jesus Christ, those people are, they were having it rough. Anyhow, on that note, why don't we, do you guys want to do the video first? You want to save the video? We've got Ben's is the video. And then we've got Curtain Call, Bullets, or Razor Sharp. What should we hit everybody with first so they can get a taste of Miss Award?
You want to kick it off with Curtain Call? That's
absolutely.
Everybody here in our band, that's definitely one of our top three, I think. So
yeah. I know that's the main one we're promoting right now too. So
right, might well. Gate. Well, everybody, here it is. It's Midst of War. This is Curtain Call. Check it out. We'll be right back. that, folks. Kick-ass track, Curtain Call. Very cool track. And speaking of Curtain Call, these guys signed up with our... Now, I heard about them, are the fine folks over at Curtain Call Record, which has absolutely nothing to do with their track. Recorded this before any of that happened, but how cool is that? Serendipity, people at college guys call it that. Serendip. There's nothing wrong with
fantasy. Yeah, look at that. Wasn't that a cheesy 90s movie, too,
I think
Serendipity?
It probably was. It should have been. Was. I think Mike Keaton was in that. Clones, right? Yeah. And one of them was real dumb because he was like the last one to be made, like a photocopy. I hadn't even thought of that since it probably came out. I don't think I ever saw it. Obviously did because I know that much about it. I was probably, you know what that is, Nick? That's one of those movies where it's late at night, you're flipping through. And they're not somewhere is not playing Roadhouse, which I normally would have stopped and watched. That's my go-to guilty pleasure. Just because I like the polar bear. Couple things about Roadhouse. I like the polar bear falling on that fat guy. And nobody's ever really thought too much. I was watching a comedian the other day and he had a bit about this, which was so true. I hadn't thought about it. The gal in the original Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze, the bad guy, remember that bad rich guy and everything? He was the villain. He paid for her medical school, and she had been living with him. Then this other, the bouncer, Patrick Swayze, rolls and blows into town. She dumps the rich guy for the bouncer. Yeah, I can understand him being a little pissed off.
It's Patrick Swayze, though.
Huh?
Says Patrick Swayze, though. Come on.
He was old and rich. That's old rich guys always think that. They're like,
that's true.
My money trumps looks. Now, you may think it.
Only when you're 80.
You should have never been hanging out in that club. I always tell people, if you're an old guy, your clubbing days are over unless you own the club. If you own the club, you can hang out there all the time. Otherwise, you're hitting on 21-year-old. You know what I mean? Be that. Anyway. The song Curtain Call. This is a cool song. And it really, I always ask my musician friends this because in my world with painting, people see the end result. They're like, yeah, that looks amazing. Jamie rolled out of bed this morning, knocked it out. That has happened. That has very rarely will that happen. What they don't see is me cursing the canvas out, being mad at it, wanting to throw it in the street and jump up and down on it. Most times they come a little hard. They don't always come easy. But nobody knows that because they only see the finished thing. And I imagine that happens with music too. I hear the track Curtain Call and I'm like, they didn't even have to master that. That just came out amazing, I bet. It's so good and so tight, so polished. We don't know. Now, you guys don't have to answer if you don't want to. But I have to ask, was that a hard one or an easy one?
First, I suppose that kind of, I don't know, the way that we write stuff. And if we ever sit down and say, we're going to write a song today, you might as well just pack them and go home. That song was lyrics I had initially started for something totally different and then gave them to him because he just fine tunes everything lyrically and makes it actually good. And then we were just jamming. One day, just some ideas and just riffing, and hey, we might have something here. Well, I mean, that song, my personal opinion, it wasn't forced in any way. It was just jam it until we like it, and then let's start formatting some transitions and getting it actually to be a real song.
Cool.
You know,
that is cool. I love it. Very organic and very what I imagine it should be. Just some friends jamming, and it all falls into place. Oh, I love when that happens so rarely in my life with anything. It's amazing. It's amazing. Now, let me ask you this. We just played Curtain Call. It's out, right? People can buy this. They can get it through the streaming sites and all the normal places and whatnot.
It's correct. Available everywhere.
Very cool. Yep. Very cool. People always ask me, they're like, you always have these cool bands on, Jamie. where's the best place to get their music? And I always tell them, on a merch table or at a show. That's the absolutely best place to, and pay in cash if you can. Eat that $2 ATM fee and help a band out. But, and then they say, but Jamie, I live in Portugal. I can't go see them. They're in Billings, Montana, or they're playing Denver or someplace. I can't get there. Well, then yes. But understand, and I'm not going to give the secret away, but understand, as with anything, from a business point of view, there's a pie. And these streaming sites take a slice of that pie, and the band gets another, their slice of the pie. I'm not going to be the person to spoil it for anybody. Everybody has Google. I will only say, if that type of deal was made in any other type of business, people would be in prison, because it's not fair to band on in any stretch of the imagination. The pies are not the same size, is what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. Get it directly from a band. Always do that if you can. As we're on YouTube, and somebody's, I'm looking at this on Spotify right now. I'm not selling any singles for good reason. It's the same thing.
No.
Go ahead, Nick.
No, we're with you there. I think in the last 10, 15 years, since social media and everything, it's completely changed the landscape of how you produce music, how you put it out. I know back in the day, it was always merchandised, where one could, you had a CD or even cassette record. But it's definitely a different landscape at this point, and we're just trying to roll with the punches and do it the best we can. We're a new emerging artist, but we want to get our stuff out there first and foremost, and then the record sales will come after that.
Absolutely. In every business, there's change. In my world, everybody's like, oh, you got to deal with galleries. I'm like, screw that. Why would I give a chunk of my money away? No, I'm not working with sell directly to the end user. I am very happy with that. It saves. I'm saving the environment, folks. I'm saving paper, because they only have to write one check, and that's to me. Anyway, that's a whole nother podcast I could do on that subject. Let's go with, we've got Bullets and Razor Sharp next. What should we play next, guys? Let's ask Greg, because he's driving around. Look at him. I got you, Greg. That's fine. Go do your work. Absolutely. Okay, guys, send in the girls. Greg's leave. I'm kidding. I'm teasing. Anyhow, what do you guys think? Bullets, Razor Sharp? We could play the video.
I said Bullets.
Here it is, sure. Folks.
Bullets. Let it go. Let me down in your control.
So that was Bullets, Myths of War, a fantastic track. And again, these are available globally, so get those. Hey, a cool thing I want to remind everybody about streaming. We were bitching about streaming before. One of the, and everything has pros and cons. One of the pros that I like about streaming is when you buy a track, or from one of these Apple Music, wherever, you buy the track. Say you work in an office, I don't know, you're selling insurance, whatever they're doing, and down the four cubicles down, it's her birthday. Every other dude, single Linda, is celebrating her birthday. Every other dude in the office is getting her a card, and that's great. Good for Linda. Put yourself apart a little bit. If you got Linda's email, buy her a track. Buy her a track. I don't know if you want to buy her bullets. Maybe. If she's that cool, all you got to do when you buy, anytime you buy a track, is where do we send this track? Send it to this email. Nobody in your office at your work, I don't care what kind of work you're doing, is going to do that. And Linda is going to be thinking about that all day and every time she listens to that track. Just a little, yeah, she might think it's her crazy ex-boyfriend, but if that comes up, just spit it and say, no, Linda, I was trying to say use the bullets against the crazy ass boyfriend. That's what I was trying.
Oh, sweet Linda, just jump on, listen to the tunes, relax yourself.
Exactly. Bullets is a track. You could take a bet. You know how women like to do that with candles and all that shit? And on Bullets, Myths of War. There you go.
Yeah, you're real popular at weddings these days.
That's amazing. Let me ask you guys this. Now, you said before when we were talking about curtain call, that one in particular, everybody just was jamming one day and whatnot, and different things happened, and this net went down. Was Bullets in a similar vein when you guys wrote that one?
In high school, we had a song, Bullets, that we had done as a high school band. And when we started this project, we had a bunch of ideas and we thought, well, let's revisit this one. And yeah, we just kind of remade it. We had a basic foundation for it. And then Tetro and Nick, they got together with the lyrics and there it is.
That is cool. Let me ask you guys, now, you guys are playing out and stuff too, right? You guys play out places. I think I saw that on your website.
Yeah, we've been playing out live here for a bit and playing whenever we can. We try to play live as much as we can with our schedules and what works out, and then also in between writing and recording.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm just looking on here, man. Look at this one with the zombies. Got all these zombies getting out at the beach. There's a zombie bro at the beach. Freeze.
Yeah, that was Spring Breakdown Festival. We did that a couple weeks ago. That was a lot of fun. The folks that actually put that festival on pretty close to us, but they're the team behind that. They killed it.
I love when you get to work with people that know and understand. Look, that's a good thing. Good. Very cool. Greg has rejoined us. All good there, Greg? Oh, no. Eric. Okay.
Well, you look great, buddy. Weird, huh?
That's how he sleeps at night. He's a beast.
And I agree. He was the inspiration for that poster, just zombie smiley.
I've never seen him without a smile. That's just him.
That's good, though. That's because the opposite were true. You're like lined up in a bell tower somewhere.
I'm actually going to do a limited run on Mr. War shirts, and it's just going to be his mug. That smile on that mustache.
Yeah, definitely.
All the girls will be chasing after him instead of Nick. Although, drummers do okay. Drummers do okay.
Married, but yeah.
Yeah. The fifth op.
Doesn't mean you're the top five. You have to act on it. It's just nice that somebody appreciates you. That's all. Now, Brad, let me ask you this. Guitar player extraordinaire. I grew up with a lot of everybody I knew growing up played guitar. This back in the 80s, they all wanted to be Eddie Van Halen or Randy Rhoads. That was who they wanted to be.
Oh, of course.
And I remember all my friends came to me one time and they said, hey, we're starting a band. You got any ideas for a logo? I'm like, a couple questions. There's 12 of you and you all play guitar. Somebody's going to have to do something different if you want a band. Otherwise, right now, you're an orchestra. And very limited one at that. And,
yeah, it's not very fun with 12 guitars.
Yeah. Somebody's going to have to, or you're going to have to. This is, like I said, in the 80s in Detroit. So the 808 state was in hot demand, or 808 machine was in hot demand for the crowd. And I said, otherwise, you guys are going to have to, and you're going to be a rock band with an 808. I don't think that's going to work. But I've learned a few things about weirdo guitar players. And something indicative to every guitar player I have ever known in my entire life. And Brad, this is a question for you.
All right.
Do you have somewhere in your house, apartment, condo, wherever you're living, a milk crate full of broken guitar cords that you eventually one day will repair because they were really expensive, but they're in a closet right now or under a desk or somewhere?
No, I'm too broke for that.
Because he won't bring them home.
And you got 12 guitars. One over at the singer's house ain't bad. Or two.
Are you pedal happy also? Do you have that addition here?
Yeah, I love pedals. We're working our way up there. It actually took a long time to build a pedal board because I want one. Of course, Dustin over there with all those guitars, he also had a pedal board. And he's like, you know what? I'm sick of all these cords hanging around the cord. It does not look good. So he just handed me that. He's like, all right, here's a good setup. And it's a very nice board. And we just started using it. And I love it. I love it.
I totally buy that, Brad. But I think there's probably an element that Dustin mentioned just a minute ago that might have had something to do with that story or that situation.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Got married.
Hey, bud.
Well, Lamisa's was like.
I did too.
Yeah. Oh. Gee, that's why you don't have any cords at your house.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's others. Yeah. Might be part of it.
I knew a guy one time that he was trying to run nightclubs and be a promoter. And his wife left him. The straw that broke the camel's back, she said as she had packed her shit and was leaving. He's like, why, honey? We're so good together. Why? Typical guy. And she said, I am sick of amplifiers in the living room. And then slam the door on our way out. And I'm like, I don't think you can come back from that.
I just don't think she understands.
You need to be with somebody who doesn't mind.
And I bet he wrote a really good country song.
He should have. You would have got a nice little Nashville girl after that one. Jesus Christ. Jesus. Anyhow. Brings up a question because Montana's a big state and you guys have always been in the rock scene though, right? You never dipped your toe into the country and country rock scene and all that. It's always been rock for you.
I mean, myself, I listen to everything and it sounds good. Love country rock. And just not. I write what sounds good, and I think I can speak for the most of this. We just write what sounds good for what we're wanting to do. And you listen to bands, and then you listen to Razor Sharp. They're two vastly different songs, but same people, you know?
No, I totally get it.
I would also probably admit that our closest country song, if you will, is probably Hick Bends.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I did more like the Western swing and the country thing. Personally, for me, the bro country, I'm like, really, let me guess. You're on a beach, you're getting drunk, and you're missing your girl. Amazing.
Truck, but yeah, that's about right.
Exactly.
The dog died too.
Dog's on the beach too.
He's sad as well. All the priests died though. Yeah, no. That's funny. Before I get emails, I'm not putting anybody down, or is my wife's a little younger than me. So don't throw shade at people. I'm not throwing any shade at anybody. Come up with something new is all I'm saying. That's all I'm asking. Anyway. So we got Razor Sharp next, guys, or Hick Bends. We were just talking about Hick. But you want to do Hick Bends?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Pull the trigger.
Here it is, everybody. Miss the War. Hick Bends.
Left to go with a the boys from the north with that rebel soul. So jump on board and take this ride, let's roll. Well, light 'em up, take this sun by storm.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Hit Bends, the actual official video. Very cool. You can also watch that on YouTube and wherever. It's amazing. I like that video. I like that track. And it is a little departure from what I listened to of Miss Swarf. Now, where'd the idea for that song come from, gentlemen?
That one started, that was me and Brad wrote that song, or at least the general foundation for that song. It started, I think it was the day after Christmas. We were just hanging out, and up in his room we had a guitar, and that was about it. And he laid down a riff, and I had played off of it with the vocals, and that's how that song came about. And yeah, it's a little bit of a departure from some of our other stuff, but at the same time, it was fun to explore that avenue and do something that was a little bit different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it when bands do that. You'll be expecting you guys will get to a point too where it'll really piss some of your fans off. They're like, what the hell is this shit? And they get all upset. Music, the advice that a lot of people have for musicians and bands and whatnot happens in the art world too. As I tell you, pick your lane and stay in your lane and just make consistently. People get used to that. They want to hear that. And my philosophy is that I want to paint what I want to paint when I want to paint it. And if you do it long enough, I have fans that like abstract. I have fans that want glamorous women up to no good. I've got crime fan. I got all kinds of different genres. I got about 15 of them I do. And then what happens is it turns into, I haven't painted a horror painting in 3 months. We want to see more of that. And you're like, Jesus Christ, are you kidding me? But I imagine with music, it's the same way. But what it shows me as an artist is just the creativity. Check this out. Yeah, they're good at, they're also good at this too. That says a lot. They're not a one-trick pony. And I think that's cool.
For me on that subject too, I think about it like this, is if you come out of the gate doing just whatever you feel like doing, 3 albums later, you can't be pissed off that we're just doing whatever we feel like doing because we led with that. You know what I mean? If you hated it, if you hated 3 albums from now, you probably hate it now.
Yep.
So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's interesting too. No, I know you guys are doing a lot. I know you're with Curtain Call Records now. I don't know. I do my little podcast. They send me some guests once in a while. That's about the, worked with them since I think 2015, 2014, something like that. But I don't know the ins and outs of the business dealings of them with artists and whatnot. I do know that in some other PR examples. I don't know this about them. I'm thinking of a different PR firm that they're like, okay, you need to release this single at this date. And then this, a month and a half later, you release this. And there's a whole year-long plan. And then I know some bands that are just like, yeah, we came up with the plan and that's what we're doing. I don't know where you guys are on that. But it seems you're pretty consistent with releasing shit and it's always good. Yeah, amazing. Good.
We do appreciate that. That's what we want to do. Let's make good stuff.
I'm telling you. And you said you're playing out and stuff like that. I watched on YouTube. I had some live footage videos too on YouTube, if memory serves. I'm sorry, I'm interviewing four bands this week, so it's hard to keep track sometimes. But I thought I saw some cool shit of you guys playing. It was amazing. There was a drum through on one of the tracks. It might have been on Bullet or something.
Yeah, it's Bullet.
Did you have to rest your arms for a week after that? Because that was pretty intense, man. That was Neil Peart shit. I was pretty impressed with that.
No, I appreciate it. It's fun.
Oh, don't talk him up too much. We're going to have to break him down afterwards.
Yeah. It doesn't stop around here. Don't forget.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Let's finish it up with the Razor Sharp. That's our last one we're playing. Everybody, check this out. It's Mists of War. This is Razor Sharp. We're going to play it, then we'll talk a little bit about it. Yeah. There it is, folks. Razor Sharp. What a track. What a track. I like this one a lot as well. Again, consistent, good art, good work. I'm blown away. That gets me excited. I like that. A track like Razor Sharp. Now, have you guys made an actual video for that? Is that just an audio?
Right now, it's an audio. That's actually, it's one of a couple we've been tossing around some ideas for. I'll leave it at that.
Let me ask you guys, speaking of videos, we all know I grew up in the 80s. I love music videos. I think they're an art form. But that's just my age. I always ask musicians that I know what their thoughts on music videos are. And I get usually one of two answers. They're great. We have a lot of fun doing them. They're fantastic. The other answer is they're a necessary evil. They're a pain in the ass. You're going to be doing it for hopefully one day, sometimes more. Where do you guys fall on music videos on that spectrum, would you say? You like them?
So far, yeah, I could definitely see both your points there and why people would say that. I think so far with our history, we've only done two at this point, but it has been a fun time. Just, it's another platform to get your music out there. And then the producer we had do it was very kind, very cool. And we got to explore some different avenues with it. So as far as I'm concerned, and I can't speak for all the band, but I think we're probably pretty lockstep on this. It's been a fun time, and hopefully we can do more in the future. But I do understand what you're saying as far as necessary evil, because it can be a strenuous thing. It's an all-day thing. Sometimes, maybe with other bands, for us, it's only been a one-day thing, every video we shot. But for other bands, I'm sure it's been quite getting the different scenes and different locations and stuff. I'm sure it's been quite the journey.
Yeah, if I add to that, I love shooting music videos. I think it's just the final piece of the cake, and you just have fun doing it. There are times, well, the Hick Band's video, we're up on top of that roof for a couple hours and 105 degrees outside. They got pretty miserable towards the end there, but sacrifices you make to have, try to make something cool too.
How about you, Greg? Where do you lay on the music video front? I got this way. Next time, 105 degrees. Let's grind up there and see how long you last. How about you?
Yeah, they're fun. The Hick Bend's one, like you said, it was filmed at a bar. Might have had a drink. And it was very hot up there. So yeah. By the end of the day, your feet are sore. You carried the drum set and everything up to the roof in the middle of the heat of the day. Yeah, absolutely. It was a good time, but I was ready.
Nice. It's late here, guys. You guys are not boring by any means. Hey, we wanted to mention, what we can mention is Curtain Call's got you guys going out to Pennsylvania, right? That's coming up?
July.
Hey, guys, between me and you, you realize that's 2,000 miles away, right? Are you guys flying out? You driving a U-Haul? What's happening? Because you got all this shit.
We're driving it. We're taking our truck and trailer because we're ready to do it.
Nice. It's an event.
Yeah, we're at the point, whatever it takes. And if it takes cramming the five of us in one vehicle with our trailer and hop, skipping, and jumping out that way, we're ready to go. We're 100%
in. That's awesome. And folks, you can find the details out about this on their website, which is, we have all kinds of, all their social media, their website, everything in the description below. You'll probably see their website flying around your screen or something, right? That's not clickable, though, but the links down below are. That's an adventure, man. That is all kinds of cool. Very cool. Nice. I'm envious.
Yeah, we're cool.
I'm excited for you. That's cool.
Like I say, we've had a great time here in the area that we grew up in, and still want to jam here hard and represent the Billings music area, but we're ready for the next step. So whatever
That's fantastic.
It takes.
You got a new friend in South Florida. I'll tell you that. I always tell my musician friends, and this has happened quite a few times. We have two showers, a washer and dryer. Very important when you're on tour. And my wife's Irish and German and Sicilian. Mostly Sicilian when it comes to cooking.
Ooh, Irish German is all sorts of pissed off. Huh?
That's why we have so many Christmas. And she's married to me. Jesus Christ.
If there was a reason for number four, huh?
I'm telling you. So many times I'll start. She's an artist herself. She's a sculptress. But, man, I'll start. I've got my degree in art history, so I'll start talking about art. But at least I'm not talking politics. Then I'll see her eyes glaze over. I don't care about the 1700s in Belgium, Jamie. It's not. I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Wish Mrs. Jamie Rocks well
absolutely.
For us, would you?
Will do. Will do. Folks, again, Miss Savoir, all the links are down below. Hey, and here's another thing. I mentioned the social media links as well. Whenever you find a cool band or an indie film or just something cool you like online, there's a reason you're friends with all the people that you're friends with. And it's 9 times out of 10 common interests. If you think something's cool, your friend, it probably is, and your friends are going to think it's cool as well. Help get the word out. Always share those social media links. We live in an algorithm world, and it's super important. The more eyes and ears that get out there and hear about whatever band or movie, whatever, is good. These guys work their asses off. And to do this, I'll tell you a very good example we all learned was when the pandemic happened and we ran out of shit to watch on TV. I'm searching through YouTube and old movies on Amazon from Germany or someplace, just because I needed something to do. Find your thing while we were kind of better. My wife, we were just desperately starved. I don't know how they did it. They always remember they were always talking that shit. They're like, this happened in 1918. I'm like, I don't know how they survived reading books or something, I guess, because it got real boring around here. I'll tell you that for a couple years. But the independent artists saved us. And I think we got to support them. And also, to add on that, if you live somewhere, wherever, and you think the music scene sucks where you live, this Friday, go to a bar, go to a club, watch some bands and stuff. Support the scene, and the scene will support you. That's very true. Guys, keep doing what you're doing. You're real kick-ass at it. And consistent, man, consistent. It's very impressive and inspiring. Keep doing it, man. Keep doing it. If you ever wake up and you're like, I don't know if I want to do it today. No, you do, because there's a cat in South Florida that's hoping you will. That's what I'm saying.
Cool.
A lot of painting this weekend done with the Mists of War in the background. It's good sound. He's like there. Well, you could paint to it. You could rob a bank to it. You can feed down a freeway to it. It's amazing.
Yeah, brother.
Okay, guys, thank you so much, and I appreciate you guys in agreeing to come back on after Friday.
No, sorry for the misstep, but we're honored to be on your show, Jamie, and thank you so much for having
us.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hola, Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.